You know, my relationship with Rafi, one thing I told him, you know, like, I would never kind of like want baseball decisions affect the relationships, right? And I made that clear since day one. And you, little by little, I think the players help out, you know, obviously the front office, but he knows, and he'll be ready. Hopefully this way, too, we keep him on the field. That's very important. And as you know, even in the good years, he had to grind, right, physically. Yeah. In 21, you know, the elbow part thing. Last year, you know, the shoulder. So hopefully this way we can keep him fresh. We can run him out there 162 times, and the kid is going to perform. You know, I truly believe that. And, you know, testament, I think their teammates, man, they were really good about the whole situation.
Alex Cora yesterday on the pregame here on WEEI discussing Rafi Devers, the kid, as he refers to him, Keith. He's 28.
He's like the oldest guy on the team, basically, now, isn't he?
It's an old, close to it. It's an old kid, is what he is, at age 28. And that caught my ear. Again, it was before Devers went out there and went 0 for 4 yesterday. And I can't even tell you that 0 for 4 doesn't do justice how poor he
was. It's a good point. Not all 0 for 4s are the same.
No, how off his timing was. You know, he wasn't making contact on anything until his final at bat when you had a man on first, one out, and he grounds out. Like, he looked so out of whack yesterday. The 0 for 4 doesn't do it justice. But what caught my ear with Cora, again, before the game even happened, he's like, look, it's our relationship. It's baseball. That's different than, you know, how I feel about you, and we got to keep it on the field. He said that a couple of different times in like 45 seconds, and you're like, oh, that's an interesting way to answer that. Like, I hope we keep it on the field, but... So what are you saying? It's not on the field right now?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, the biggest story the whole spring training was that initial Devers sit down. Like, most of it through a translator, but then kind of comically at the end, it wasn't, when they were like, what would you do if you moved to DH? Or like, would you move to DH? He's like, no. Like, kind of the universal language there, I guess. No. So, like, if you take that guy and then you just fast forward a couple of weeks, do you think he's completely changed how he feels? Of course not. Now, he's a professional. He's getting paid a ton of money. He's still playing. He's hitting second in the order. He gets to hit, which is what he does best. So not a lot of people have time for him, you know, if he's feeling bad for himself or anything like that. But I can't imagine one day he just woke up, he's like, oh yeah, I feel good now. The organization probably lied to me for months.
They took away my job.
They moved me. They demoted me. And they told me they weren't going to sign Bregman. Then they did. But yeah, I'm good now. Like, no, he's probably mad, but here's the thing, and this is the thing with, like, all sports, especially baseball. Like, baseball is such an individual team sport where you can pout and you can do this, that, and the other thing, but if you're the guy hitting a .150 after the first month, that's on you.
Right.
Like, you're wearing that. Like, you have to look up on the jumbo screen, see what your stats are. You're the one, like...
And never mind if the team's 20-10.
Team
and
can now, be awesome.
Right, you're, the
guys around
good,
you are
you
playing
stink,
well.
Right.
Yeah, like, I don't think you can do that. So I look at it as, all right, that is a bad first game, but I'm not ready to write off the season for Devers by any stretch.
So I'm not ready to write off the season.
No, I know you're not.
And you can jump in. Jones and Keefe live today from Polar Park. We're going to talk to Red Sox top prospect Marcelo Meyer here for the Woo Sox opener coming up shortly after 11 o'clock, so mark that down. He'll join us here in the press box high above Polar Park. We'll get to your phone calls as well, 617-779-7937. When it comes to the panic button with Devers, we're not just overreacting to yesterday. I mean,
no,
you just laid it out.
Yeah.
It's like he wasn't happy. He said he wasn't happy. He didn't have a great year last year. He wasn't on the field for most of the offseason. His start date kept getting backed up and backed up and backed up. And when he was out there, he didn't look right in the spring. He didn't look right yesterday. So you can explain it away. I'm not saying you're doing this, but you can explain it away and say, guys, it's one day. The guy has a big league track record. He's an all-star. Why would you sound the panic alarm now? I don't view it as just one day with him. This has been going on now for a month, month plus, whenever he first got down to the picnic tables and was all upset about Bregman being a Boston Red Sox.
All right, to play psychiatrist, I guess, here for a moment.
More
mental or physical with Devers, because he's not 100% physically. Everybody keeps pointing out, maybe he didn't show up to camp in the best shape possible, didn't get as many spring reps as some of the other guys on the team did.
Right.
So
spring rolls, yes. Spring reps, no. Yes.
Love a spring roll.
Me too.
Do you think do you think it's a little bit of his body's just not 100% and maybe he looks like that? Or is he like mentally just still pissed off? Because I wonder if it's also, I mean, could be both. Could be one leading to the other, right? Maybe you're so pissed off mentally. Maybe you haven't put in all the work that you should have, certainly in the offseason and certainly in the last couple of weeks and sort of the buildup, which just sort of leads to, like, those are the kind of guys that get off to slow starts, you know, like, regardless of what it is. We talk about pitchers often if they have a short spring, but even some of the hitters, like, it's a little bit different than, like, football. Like, football, we've seen guys skip spring, show up week, or not spring, but skip preseason, and they're good, right? They're good to go.
Yeah,
I don't know, baseball.
You brought up Moss before.
Yeah, Moss is a great example, but, like, I don't think LaDainian Tomlinson played preseason for, like, 8 years in a row or whatever and was like,
right,
the man.
McVay doesn't have anybody playing the preseason.
No, ever. They don't do it, and they're usually fine. But I wonder, just with this sport, like, you need to get your timing back and how important that is. You know, Middlebrooks was on yesterday with the morning show talking about how pitchers are always ahead of the hitters early in the season. Hitters are the ones that have to get that timing back, like it, whereas pitchers go out there and throw like whatever they want to throw. So maybe that's part of it too. But yeah, it didn't look right. I mean, and he wasn't the only guy that went 0-for-4. I mean, the whole middle of the lineup just tossed up an 0-for.
So I want to get to them in a moment, and whether or not we're going easy on guys like Bregman and everybody else. But with Devers specifically, your question, is it more mental or physical? I think the mental pouting, checked out, frustration, like all those things, I think led to some of the physical ailments, if that makes sense. Like some of
connected.
Protesting doing this. I'm not gonna be out there and push myself when I should be pushing myself. I'm going to take my time. We're going to move the start date back. Like, there are physical elements going on with Devers and his recovery and his fitness or lack thereof. But I think that all stems from the mental to me. Like, I think that's the bigger issue going on with him. And the kind of thing, again, I don't think talent's a big problem on this team. The kind of thing that could undercut the team this year, if it's going to be anything, Crochet's contract. And Devers, whether or not he's happy with his situation. I think those are the kind of problems that could drag the team down.
But I still don't understand the whole Devers thing as far as he didn't show up to camp in the best shape. And I know Bregman was signed before camp, but it was like just before camp, right? Like,
right.
So like the timing of it. So there was no reason for him to be
out of shape showing up.
Yeah, I can understand, like, the minute they signed Bregman, going into, like, a funk for, like, a little bit and being, like,
is he the kind of guy who uses those 6 weeks to play his way into shape?
Yeah, maybe.
And he kind of expected to do it, and then he boycotted and went AWOL, and no.
I guess I just thought, like, modern-day sports, like, less and less guys do that. It's all about you're in shape for 12 months of the year, and maybe when the season ends, you go on a vacation for 2 weeks and, you know, drink yourself stupid or whatever, but then, like...
Well, most athletes, I agree. What about this guy?
No, it doesn't seem like it.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like it. And it's also, we were going through, isn't he sort of, we kind of stumbled upon this the other day, he's kind of an every other year guy?
Yeah.
Like, as far as, like, 30 home runs anyway, if you're using that as a metric, it was, like, every other year. So maybe it's, like, a little bit more motivation. But I think this would have been a 30 home run year. This should have been a 30 home run year based off of the his pattern.
It still could be.
No, of course it could be.
I'm panicking a little bit. Who got him in our dong draft yesterday? Was that Nick?
Not me.
I'd be panicking a little bit there, Nick, is what I would be doing.
Just figure it out.
Just a little bit.
I think Nick shooketh. You can hear it in his voice.
Yeah, you definitely can. 617-779-7937. It's a time to panic, even a little bit, with Rafi Devers. And I don't just think it's yesterday. I think it's the entire offseason with him, which is why I'm not as panicked with the other guys. You can say I'm giving him a free pass if you want.
Sounds like a free pass.
And that's fine. I might be.
I'm shooketh.
That's Nick.
That's Nick and Jones.
With Bregman and Cassis, they both go 0-for-4 yesterday. Yeah. Story had a big hit and a steal, so let's put him in a separate category. But he didn't look great early in the game either. Am I going too easy on Bregman and Cassis? Because they also went 0-for-4 yesterday with 3 strikeouts between them.
No, I don't think so. I mean, because, like you said, every 0-for-4 could look a little bit different. Baseball is tough. It's tough to get a hit, all that crap. But if you're watching the at-bats and you sort of see how they go, how they look, some are a little bit better than others. So, no, he had some of the worst at-bats in the game yesterday. So, no, I think that was a little bit worse. But you're right. The end result, like if somebody's calling in to defend Devers, it would be, guys, it's the same results. It's 0-for-4.
It is. What I would say to them is, I mean, maybe Cassis is more towards the Devers side for me, but with Bregman and even Cassis, like outside of Cassis opening his mouth, that's been his issue. Like I haven't been like, Is he in shape? I was a little worried about whether or not he was healthy at the end of spring training.
Well, Casas has to be mad because he wanted Bregman at second and Devers to be third base for the
next
10 years.
Correct. So, like, you know, maybe there is more of that going on with Casas than I give it credit for.
No, but I mean, Devers struck out three times and then had, like, a bad ground out. Like, that was not a good performance.
Bregman was a clean spring, too. And so that only lasts for so long. I mean, if Bregman's not hitting after 2 weeks and he is a notoriously slow starter. We'll get on him, too. I'm more willing to give him a free pass, and even Casas a free pass, than Devers, who I would sound that panic alarm on just a little bit. It's Jones and Keefe, day after opening day. Red Sox are on pace to go 162-0, if you can't tell. It was a nice win. We're excited about it.